What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.
Sometimes they say, well, you know, you're the bishop. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. But I want to. And sometimes I get offended when they tell me I can't. You know, it's like, bishop, don't worry, I got it.
I understand that. I mentioned earlier that I have one of Mark Moore courses, and he has a digital ministry blueprint or something. I forgot what it's the name of it. And he actually talks about the need to be, to understand every aspect of what's going on. Not that you have to be in it, but if something breaks down, you know how to come in and fill in and make sure that it goes the way it needs to go. And as I was talking to our friend Bernice earlier, I was explaining to her, because I'm able to play instruments, if something breaks down, I can fill in, and it helps me to have that skill that I developed. And it's the same way I approach ministry, especially because I had to launch without a core team. And now trying to build and grow with the people that we have, it's important to understand that balance, to know where your priorities lie, but also to know how to approach those priorities, because so many things are pulling on you, and that demand at the same time. So that can be, I understand the struggle.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that you're doing an excellent job here to be a young man in business, in ministry, multiple streams of income. That's amazing. That's super to me, because I look at so many of our young people and they do all of these things, but they try to do them without God. And I often believe, because I'm from old school, that they're not going to meet with much success. And some of them are very successful, but I think without God being at the head or the helm, it's not, if it's successful, it won't be successful long.
Right.
And you want longevity in everything that you do. So, you know, for you to say you have multiple streams of income, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about the new business you're trying to launch.
Yeah, pray for me. But yeah, I'm thankful. My ultimate goal for me is to, I've always been in finance. I worked for Primerica Financial Services for about 10 years. So I was security licensed, like insurance licensed. So I was all around finance, insurance. And I kind of was in the environment to learn how to build wealth, ownership. They preach a lot about ownership. And for me, it's always been a goal to find financial independence. I like to call it righteous rich instead of filthy rich. But for me personally, I want to take off the burden of being able to have to worry about money in order to do the things that I need to do. Even when it comes to ministry, I have no problem getting paid for ministry, but I imagine the day where I don't have to worry about how much gas it's going to take to get there, whether the church can afford or has a budget, and things like that. And that's my heart behind a lot of the things I do for my family, wanting to make sure that when my kid, who's 4, grows up and is 18, he has freedom and choices. At the same time, for our ministry and business, we're able to, specifically ministry, to be able to do the things that we're trying to do without having to worry about, okay, is COVID the result of the decline in support and people aren't giving and things like that. And so for me, the new business that I started, it's car rental business, and I was blessed to learn business credit. And so I started establishing ministry credit through Purpose Empowerment Church, the church that I launched 5 months ago. And I want to say I've mastered the art of it. For something that's taken people 2 or 3 years, I've learned how to do it in 90 days.
Wow.
And that means building the business credit profile, the church profile. And I was able to walk on the car lot. We're right across the street from Vaden. just in the last 2 months got 2 vehicles from over there in the name of our church, using the transportation business to generate income. But we're also trying to continue to expand so that we can get rental vans, passenger vans. What I believe is that throughout the week, businesses will be able to use those vans to transport, but on the weekends, we'll be able to help bring people to the church who have said that they're struggling to, for, you know, with transportation. So my heart behind everything I do, while money is involved with everything, it's really the need that I see that I believe needs to be fulfilled.
Okay, so it's just going to be totally car rental. Do you think you will ever get to the point where it will be car sales?
No. What God showed me was transportation. And so every day I'm researching every aspect of transportation to understand, because I ultimately don't want to get a CDL license, but if God leads me that direction. But there are some investments I've been looking into as far as box trucks, Hotshot, which is, you ever see the not the rigs, but sometimes the big trucks, the heavy duty trucks that pull 4 or 5 vehicles?
Yes,
they'll take them from car lot to car lot. So transportation is so big. It's a $700 billion industry. And so some box trucks, depending on the size, require you to have a CDL. The shorter, maybe the 26 feet or the shorter feet, doesn't require you to have a CDL. So I'm just learning and soaking up as much as possible, so when God opens the door for me, I'm able to move. But as I mentioned, the fact that I learned business credit and been able to move so fast now, I can go to any car lot and get what I want, because my profile is strong. So the moment I'm at clarity of what decision I want to make, whether I want to invest in a box truck, whether I need a heavy duty Ram to pull heavy loads, or one day ultimately getting a semi truck. I don't plan to be driving it, but those are the opportunities that I want this to open up for us. And whether it's streams of income for the church, a separate business, or something that I'm doing personally as a way to supplement my income as I do ministry and grow some of the businesses I have, that's kind of the ultimate world that I'm kind of living in right now, trying to figure out.
Well, you know what? They need to know how to get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. So they need to know how to get in touch with you. Tell us, is there one address or is there multiple addresses?
Well, you can find me or contact me through our website at purposetransformation.com. That is where, as a certified life and purpose coach, I help leaders, visionaries, entrepreneurs to discover their purpose, ignite their passion, and create a more prosperous and fulfilling life. You can email me at david@purposetransformation.com. Call us, visit us on social media, or by way of our ministry, purposeempowermentchurch.org. Contact us through our email, on our website there. So various ways to communicate with me, because I am on social media for ministry and business.
Okay, I love that. I love just talking to you about all of this. I'm excited, because when you find a young person that's willing to teach what they know, because a lot of times the young people will be, you know, they don't want you to really know what they know, because, you know, they're afraid that you're probably going to take their idea or whatever. But for you to being open to share the knowledge that you have, that's hats off to you. That's tremendous, because this is the hour that we need to know. And a lot of times when the pandemic really started, I'll be honest, I had not a clue about technology. The biggest thing, I knew about Facebook Live, but I didn't know all of the things that had to be incorporated in making a live stream and this kind of stuff. And So I kind of kicked against it. You know, I was like, no, we don't have to do that. Take out your phones. Let's do this. Do it this way. And because I was the leader, you know, they didn't buck. They just, okay, we're going to do it by phone. And then, of course, Lohman Creative Services came to us and they were like, no, you can't do it this way. This is going to become a very major industry and it's going to be a whole new level for the church. And I think with leaders, we really try to pull back on that as much as possible. Older leaders, I'll put it like that, older leaders. Young leaders, they were okay, but we did not know and we could not figure out because we never been in a pandemic before. So we were like, in the world do we do? And then here comes I'm gonna call you all young little whippersnappers, and they're telling us, you need to do this, you need to do that. And we rejected it, at least I did. Did you have much experience like that?
So I still help and serve under my father, who is a pastor in Tattnall County, Reedsville, Georgia. And even going into the pandemic, I was trying to get him to focus on social media, website, all those things. And it would not have been as hard because I do all of our social media. And I'm not saying I'm good at it, but one thing I am good at is learning. I'm a fast learner. So when it comes to our website, our social media, I built it. I run it. So when he kind of rejected the idea, I pressed it, and I kind of realized that it wasn't something that he was going to do. And then once the pandemic happened, there was a change, but I see how hard and difficult it is to transition. Now, thankfully, for me, while I hate the pandemic happened, my heart goes out to everyone that lost their lives and the disruption in the church as far as how we do our everyday process. But for me, I don't know if it wasn't for the pandemic, I may not be where I am as far as the space and the clarity that I have. The pandemic allowed me a lot of time to sit and talk with God. And through that time, I became clear on the vision for our ministry, what we were trying to do, because for me, it was almost crazy to launch through a pandemic. But talking with God and getting the clarity, I was able to put our website together, the mission, the vision, it began to come. And so while I know I started to talk about my father, God allowed me to launch ministry in the midst of a pandemic. And so I was blessed to be able to, what I didn't know, start to learn where we were going. And I realized there's some things that a lot of churches, that what they don't have is stopping them from growth. And so when I launched, I made sure I made the right investments as far as making sure we have a data capture page. And so every person that connects with Purpose Empowerment Church, we capture their email and their phone number. And then we make sure that our giving platforms are able to sync and connect too, so people can give by way of, you know, we have the Cash App and the PayPal, but through our website and through our giving platforms, they're able to give. And so now I even made sure that for my father's church, our giving platforms, I'm able to create subfolders. So now if they have the struggle, a lot of the things I'm doing, I'm trying to make sure that they can benefit, whether he chooses to accept it or not. So and I can go on and on, but I made sure that we put systems in place. And that's the biggest thing I wanted to say in everything. I have the right systems in place to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to reach people. Our social media, learning Facebook ads, I have thousands of people who I've interacted with. And automation is so important. Being able to capture even when you're not there. And so we have Facebook ads that reach people, and people constantly send prayer requests every day. And our systems are designed to automatically capture their phone number, their email address, and their prayer requests. So by the time I'm having a conversation with them, I have everything I need to follow back up with them. And so having the right systems is important. And I think that that's what the church needs to focus to make sure we continue to focus on.
Well, that's great. I like the sound of that. And now present, we don't really have all of that. And that is so good, because sometimes, like you said, when we have our Facebook lives or our live streams, I would like to know the people that are coming on, and I can return, you know, at least thank them for supporting us or whatever. And here you're saying that they have, like, you can get the information, the emails and addresses and things like that.
So I don't know who logs on to our broadcast, but I know who connects with anybody that connects with us throughout the week. Our data capture, I use a program. I don't know if it's important to say it while we're on the broadcast, but I use a program called Tithely. There's PushPay, there's Tithely, but what happens is there's also Texan Church. So there's plenty of platforms. The moment somebody reaches out, they can either text a keyword like purpose or connect to our church. It automatically responds by asking them for their name, their phone, it automatically gets the text. So the phone number is now attached with the name. Then it asks for an email. That same information now is saved in a separate data capture. So now when we want to send out emails, when we want to send, so every Sunday I send out a reminder to hundreds of people who have connected with our church over the recent months. And then I may send a reminder email, but it's not connected to our live stream, but there are live stream options that can do that. I haven't invested in any that do though.
I have to get with our media people in, because I want to see that happen. And then that's not happening in Sanctuary of Praise. But I thank you for the knowledge, because that's something that I think we would benefit from. I think that it also is connected to church growth. What you just said is also connected to church growth. Because when you constantly send me emails and things of that nature, I'm going to come and visit, you know. So I think that's another way for church growth. But I want to find out something today about purpose transformation, your business. Tell me a little bit about the business and what all do you do?
So, yeah, as a certified life and purpose coach, we help. I mentioned our mission statement earlier, but we help leaders, visionaries, entrepreneurs to discover their purpose, ignite their passions, and create a more prosperous and fulfilling life. And so a lot of times people will come to me and they're struggling in some area of life, and I'm blessed to be able to, with the right training and the passion and the calling, to be able to help them in these areas. And as a result, when someone comes to us, there's a variety of array of things that we can do, but it's all based upon the person's need. I'm blessed to be able to deal with ministry, to deal with business, and to deal with individuals. And while purpose transformation is for anyone, we normally target our niche for entrepreneurial minded people who are struggling in their life and they feel like they're called to something greater. They may not know what it is. They may not know how to get there. And that's the ultimate person that I just ultimately enjoy working with, that business-minded person. But over the years, God has allowed me to work in areas from the career side. And so when people are coming to me, I'm able to also to talk in a direction of career and development, personal development as well. And so ultimately, when a person leaves me, I want them to leave me with clarity and understanding on where they're going and having a greater insight of their purpose in their life.
Oh gosh, you are amazing to me. I'm sitting here talking to you and just listening to you, and then watching the passion that's coming from you for what you do, and that's exciting to me. I'm going to take you even a step further for me personally, and I want you to come to one of my leadership meetings so that you can teach the people at Sanctuary Praise some of the things that you're just tapping the surface, but I know there's a whole lot more in there that, you know, you, so do you have a meeting day that these people meet, or is it an individual one-on-one? How do you?
So most things are individual one-on-one. When I've went beyond one-on-one, it's normally someone inviting me in to speak, and I'm thankful that I've been able to go to places like Savannah State, Savannah Tech. I've been able to speak in our local prison here, Coastal State Prison. And so normally the group settings are larger, but as far as me and my business, I haven't developed group programs, which is something that I plan to do. A lot of the things that I'm doing on social media, I haven't did a lot of group with purpose transformation, but I have a lot of groups with other things that I do. So maybe one day that group, the group aspect will come together.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to that day, because I have some people that I probably even will recommend to you. So what do you say to a leader you walk to for the first time? How do you get them to see that they need training? Because most leaders feel like sometimes I've arrived and I don't need anything else. I've already been taught. And so they feel that it's no more. I don't need another video or anything, or a process of saying take the 5 steps or the 7 steps program. I don't need that. What do you say to that leader?
So I've heard T.D. Jakes say this many times, where life is a journey, not a destination. And for that leader or that individual to feel like I've arrived somewhere, that means you have no purpose, no farther purpose in life. And I believe that life itself is a journey and a process that we are all going through. And as we're going through, God is working and moving and bringing things together. And so none of us have arrived. None of us have made it. And the moment we've thought that, or whether it's consciously or subconsciously, then what are we really trying to obtain? Where's the room for growth? Mm-hmm. And I feel sorry for that individual, because there's so much more from life. There's so much more that can come out of them. And I will ultimately say that they're not living up to their full potential.
Okay. I agree, because, and I say this with all heart, but in very sincere. Sometimes in the church, because I can only really speak to where I'm from and where I presently still reside. Sometimes I think when younger people come into on the scene, and we as leaders have been there 40, 50 years, and we don't want to receive from those young people because we feel like our experience outweighs the knowledge that they have attained. Can you address that?
So yeah, one of my favorite people, unfortunately no longer with us, Dr. Miles Monroe, I would hear him teaching, and he would teach from a place where clearly we know him as a motivational speaker, pastor, and transformational leader, but he would always speak from this place where what he's doing will continue once he's no longer here. Mm-hmm. Because he took the time to make sure that the person that was replacing him is fully trained. And I kept up with him since he, at least his foundation, or his organization, since he died. And his children are doing marvelous work.
They are.
And they're leading the cause and making sure his training and his materials, that they're spread out. And so even before he died, he was very clear on who was going to be the pastor of his church. And it's a hard thing for people to do, to train your replacement, because I understand from a personal standpoint, you know, when our feelings get involved, it can be easy to be afraid that somebody is going to it, that spirit of competition.
Exactly.
However it may come, but real leaders know their value and they know their worth. And so as a result, you can show up every day in your value, knowing that God has called you to pour out, not to take away. And so the more we hold people back from the potential or doing what they can potentially and possibly do, the more we're missing out on the fruit that that can possibly come from us in helping to be that person to transform lives, to develop lives. Because ultimately with purpose is not about us. Like, if we live life about us, then we live our whole life selfish. But if we live life from a sense of purpose, meaning that we're here to do a greater work, to fulfill a need, there was a reason why we were here, and it wasn't for us to just live and be successful. There's so much more to life than that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So much more.
Yeah. To my listening audience, we are in such deep conversation, and I'm loving every minute, but this is Pastor, or what you call him, Mr. David Ashley, and he is from the Purpose Transformation business, but the name of his church is Purpose Empowerment Church. And I am so happy, I'm elated to have him here with me today, because he's giving us some profound information, some information that we really need to know. I'm hoping that as you're listening, you're texting your friends and telling them to listen to what is the takeaway. Because what is the takeaway? There's a lot to take away today. We got a lot to take away today. And I am being strongly influenced and empowered right now while I'm sitting here talking with Mr. Ashley. I really love his conversation. We're going to take a break right now and hear a sponsor from Jazuri, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Jazuri brand of body oils. Jazuri 24 Karat 5-in-1. The ingredients of this wonderful oil helps to exfoliate, soften, and moisturize. It is quick absorbing and has anti-aging elements that give your skin a youthful appearance. Jazuri Bliss has a glossy, satiny feel. It hydrates the body and helps you feel refreshed. Jazuri Ignite. This is a body oil for men. The secret to this oil is the honey that helps protect, repair, and prevent skin damage. Jazuri Pink Ice. The smell of sweet jasmine is the dominant floral fragrance that you will smell. It's rich in emollients, with a touch of vitamin E, which helps to rejuvenate your skin and lighten scars. Jazuri Sugar and Spice. Experience the dazzling sugar crystals combined with our rich oils that will exfoliate and help clear up dry skin, making your skin to be alive again. Learn more at www.jazuribrand.com. Email info@jazuribrand.com.
Okay, welcome back. We are glad to have with us Mr. David Ashley, or Pastor Ashley, whoever you want to call him. But we want you to know this man comes with a wealth of knowledge, and he's talking to us today about leadership. He's talking today about purpose, and I can tell he lives a purpose-driven life. He is driven by the purpose that God has on the inside of him. Now, tell me just a little bit about your church.
Well, first, thank you, Dr. Jackie, for the invitation. And I was elated. I see everything that you do in the community, in leadership. I see the impact you've had on your kid and what he's doing. And so it's a blessing to be here, to sit here with you for this session, this interview. And so I'm excited and glad to be here. I launched Purpose Empowerment Church September of 2021. And what's amazing about this journey is God spoke to me 6 years ago and told me that I would pastor and the name of the church. And so what I did was I incorporated the church as a nonprofit 501c3 at that time, not knowing that it would be 5 years before, so this is 2015, 2014 to 2015, and God blessed me with some very important leaders, impactful leaders in my life, Bishop Tevin Roberts and Pastor Ventura Maynard and different people. We talked about them earlier, and I was able to just share what the Lord was doing, and having prophetic voices in my ear to tell me and confirm things was just a blessing. And so I did not know it would be 5 years before we would actually launch. And through the process, I continued serving in my father's church as a minister, preaching as a musician, serving and playing. And to get to this point, we were talking earlier about the pandemic and how God would use the pandemic in my life to get me to a place where I can hear clearly and to free me up and to just help me to bring everything together where it needed to be in order to launch. Now, that came with a lot of questions and how am I going to do this during a pandemic, but I'm so happy to be at this place now where God is using us as a ministry to reach the lost and to impact the community. So Purpose Empowerment Church was started by me and my wife and a few volunteers or help that we have, and we meet every Sunday at 5 p.m. here in Savannah, Georgia, at the Whitfield Center. And I'm so excited every day to just see, you know, where we've come in this 5 minutes, but even to know, to have this vision and know where God is taking us. And so we are working on, you know, I wouldn't even know where to start, but ultimately I just believe God is just glorified and is going to continue to be glorified by the work that he's called for us to do and what we're doing.
Oh, tell them exactly where the Whitfield Center is for those in Savannah or perhaps close by that might want to attend.
So the Whitfield Center is located at 106 East 37th Street. It's at the corner of Drayton Street and 37th Street, across from Elizabeth, which is a pretty well-known restaurant here. And it's an amazing center that's used by a lot of people in the community, Urban Hope, and other organizations will use the center. And when we were able to be approved to use it was the most exciting time for us, because for weeks and months we were looking for a location. And while many ministries were trying to focus on going virtual, I knew we were going to be virtual, but I wanted to have a place for people to come and find God, for people to come and discover purpose. And I'm so glad week to week when we open up and just to see someone walking in, to see God's work, the vision coming to pass, such a blessing. And so that's where you can find us, and that is our heart, to help the lost and to see people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
I believe, and I don't always say this, but I see nothing but growth for what you all are doing, because what you're doing is much needed, and you're just not and what a lot I'll switch here and say, one of the things that Jesus did is he didn't always have church as we know it, but he would always sit down and teach his disciples and give them clarity and direction. And you do that both in your ministry and in your business. And so that's going to draw. That's a drawing card for you. So I see things, great things happening for you. Let me find out. I heard you go back to these multiple streams of income. Let's talk about how you did that.
Okay. So very quickly, I consider myself to be a social entrepreneur. I have over 15 streams of income that I get monthly. Some are smaller, some are larger, but at the end of the day, business is where my heart is. Has one of the spaces in my heart, I'll say it that way. I watched my father, who was a pastor, quit his job at a young age, and I watched how he was able to take care of his family, and something in me helping him in seventh grade and eighth grade in his farming business, or watching him build his apartments in his real estate business, or even how he handled the church. I just grew up just looking at ownership and knowing that one day I wanted to own my life. I didn't want to be enslaved to someone else. And some of those dreams some of those areas could be career. And while I still work a job, it is my desire to ultimately just work for myself. And as far as ministry, I'm thankful that through the streams, I'm able to do the things I do for ministry, because it's you know, as a pastor, it can be hard. And when the funds not coming in and God is giving you a vision and just believing that vision to come to pass. So I have so many different avenues in which, in real estate, car rental business, working on my normal job as a notary, so many things that I can name out. I just see opportunity and God will open the door for me to do it. I'm very I don't know if I'm pronouncing the word right. I take advantage of opportunities. God has blessed me to be in movies. 5 years ago, I showed up as a background artist, actor for a movie that Bernice of Loman Creative Services posted, or someone posted in her Christian Business Owner group. I sent an email to the acting casting director. They wanted me to come as a background actor. When I showed up, somehow I ended up being a primary cast member in a movie called Gifted with Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in all the Marvel movies, Octavia Spencer, and that alone took me from $125 payday to I get paid off the gross of the movie, and I get checks every quarter. So I have different income streams, whether I'm doing it or not, some passive, some residual. And so that's just a little about me. I don't want to talk too much, but that's how I approach opportunities, and God has opened doors for me to be able to do what I do.
This, you are a blessing, and you're a blessing to the body of Christ, and you're a blessing to those that you will come in contact with. I am so excited about today, and all our listening audience, I want you to know that I am endorsing. I put my seal of approval on Pastor David Ashley, because I believe great things are going to come of this. And it's not going to just be in small Savannah, Georgia. It's going to be a nationwide flow, perhaps a global flow that God is going to give you, because you are humble, you have a passion, and I can see that it's all toward the glory of God. And so we tell God, thank you for that today. So I'm going to ask you one question. We have just a few minutes left, and I want to ask you, out of all we've talked about today, what's the takeaway? What do you want people to take away today?
Well, we came into this time talking about leading with purpose. And my ultimate takeaway is that we, first of all, have a purpose. And unfortunately, sometimes it's a struggle for many to discover it, rediscover it. And what I ultimately want is for people to wake up every day with purpose in mind, to know that there's a reason the creator, God, Miles Monroe would say this, the purpose is the reason, the result of the manufacture. There's a purpose the manufacturer made. And the fact that we're here, we're alive, we're breathing, was not a mistake. And we have to live every day like it's not a mistake. And that means making purposeful decisions. That means showing up with purpose. So That's the ultimate thing I want us to take away. And that could be in business. I have the same approach with my family, and how I designate my time and make sure I make my priorities in the right place, ministry. And so everything I do is not just because I have an idea, even though I've done that too, but I try to do everything with a sense of purpose to understand, is this what God is calling me for? Is this what I was created for? And I'm happy that I've been able to live the life that I've been able to live. And I was about to go somewhere, but I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful every day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for sharing. You shared your life with us today, and I'm grateful. And I want you to know that anytime you want to come back to What's the Takeaway, just let me know, because I know there's still so much that you can tell us, so much you can talk to us about. And I'm looking forward to you coming back and being a part of What's the Takeaway. So until next week, my friends, I'm looking forward to you to join us in our podcast, What's the Takeaway. God bless you.
What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.